NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. Lee County authorities have named two additional suspects in a large-scale theft ring accused of stealing more than $233,000 worth of copper wire, tools, and equipment from oilfield sites, while causing at least $256,000 in damages. Chad Turner, 44, and Peggy Milton, 44, both of Eunice, were charged on Wednesday, bringing the total number of suspects to six. The thefts, which span more than a year, have resulted in nearly $3.6 million in confirmed losses to energy companies and property owners across Lee County, according to the Lee County Sheriff's Office. The New Mexico Department of Justice has agreed not to enforce a new state law that bans local governments from contracting with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. House Bill 9 is scheduled to take effect next week. However, in a stipulation filed in federal court on Wednesday, Attorney General Raul Torres said the state will temporarily pause enforcement, including not terminating Otero County's ICE contract. Otero County renewed its contract with ICE in March, warning that cancellation could cause major financial harm to bonds that funded the Otero County Processing Center. The pause allows the state's lawsuit against Otero County to proceed through the courts. The agreement does not affect a separate federal lawsuit against the city of Albuquerque over its Safer Community Places ordinance. The judge overseeing the second phase of the New Mexico Department of Justice's lawsuit against Meta denied the company's request for a directed verdict on Thursday. Meta's attorneys argued the state failed to meet its burden of proof. Judge Brian Beedschild quickly denied the motion and ordered the trial to continue. New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres called the ruling a major win for the state. The case centers on allegations that Meta failed to adequately protect children from online predators. New Mexico won the first phase of the trial in March. The second phase focuses on what actions Meta must take to address the issues. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.